Student's Book, Unit 8, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen to the talk show again. Are the sentences true or false? Correct the false sentences.
So, this evening, I'd like to welcome our two guests. We have Karima, who works for an organisation that wants us to use public transport more often. And we also have Nadia, who works for a company that makes electric cars. Karima, maybe you could start the conversation. Why do you think more people will have decided to use public transport in 20 years' time?
Well, I think the answer is quite clear, because the dangerous gases that cars produce are bad for the environment. By the 2040s, everybody will have realised that and decided to do something about it.
I'm sorry, but that isn't true of all cars. The electric cars that we make don't produce any gases that damage the environment. They're very environmentally friendly. Experts believe that by 2030, most people will have bought an electric vehicle.
I'm not so sure about that, Nadia. Do you really think that all drivers will have changed the type of vehicle they drive in less than 10 years? I think that by 2030, the price of electric cars won't have gone down so much that everyone can buy one.
Can I just say something here? By 2030, the types of transport available to us will have changed completely, don't you think? Perhaps we will have flying vehicles instead of driving on the roads. And if we do still have cars, we won't drive them ourselves because we'll have bought driverless cars. What would you say to that?
Whatever happens in the future, in 10 years we won't have given up on driving our own vehicles because they are a private space. So let's make sure those vehicles are environmentally friendly.
Karima?
Well, I think people will still want to travel in the future, of course. But everyone will have realised that protecting the environment is the most important thing and choose public transport instead.